This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been talking about mortgages and the mortgage crisis and the challenges of the American real estate industry on this program for about 8 years now, almost, honestly, as long as we've been talking about when the Fed might raise interest rates. But you can't cover mortgages in this country, though, and how we get them without talking about the two elephants in the room, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which together are behind an overwhelming percentage of all the home loans that we get and which, since the dark early days of the financial crisis, we, the American taxpayer, have owned. Fannie and Freddie are the subject of a new book by Bethany McLean. It's called Shaky Ground, The Strange Saga of the U.S. Mortgage Giants. Bethany, it's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
I wonder if maybe the place to start is for you to give like a 30-second primer on what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac actually are.
So they are part of the mysterious machinery that is an important component of most Americans' lives, but you actually never think about it until things go wrong. What they do is they buy mortgages from the institutions like banks who make them, and then they package them up into securities and sell them on to investors. And without the presence of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to buy up those mortgages, it's not clear whether the original lenders would make the mortgages in the first place.
All right. Here's the thing. I still don't understand about these guys, and obviously I've been doing this for longer than I'd care to remember. Almost everybody out there at some point in the last 10-ish years has said, let's get rid of them. We had this financial crisis, we had the opportunity, and yet we didn't. What's going on?
Oh, that's a great question. So, yes, that was the wisdom, most definitely, after the financial crisis. I even wrote it in my last book that the silver lining in all of this was that we had a chance to rethink housing policy. And we didn't. 7 years later, these two companies are still sitting in conservatorship. Arguably, the dependence on them is greater than it has ever been before, because it turned out that private capital doesn't like asset classes like mortgages that have caused it problems. And in the wake of the financial crisis, no bank wanted to make a mortgage unless they could sell it to Fannie and Freddie. So we've been totally reliant on these two companies, but people seem utterly unable to change.
We spent, taxpayers did, plus or minus $200 billion getting these things bailed out and into conservatorship and back into some kind of running form. They are now profitable to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. Where is that money going?
Well, that is part of the problem. The U.S. government changed the rules in the summer of 2012. They said, well, private shareholders, it doesn't matter. We're going to take every single dollar of profit these companies make into eternity, basically. And so they've been taking that money, and it's been used to make our budget deficit look better than it otherwise would. And that's really problematic, because using these two companies' profits as a slush fund has left them with no capital to fall back on in the wake of another downturn in the housing market, which means they would go right back on taxpayers' dole. So not only have we failed to sort of fix the underlying issues in the housing market and think about a better solution for the housing market, but arguably the problem is worse now than it's ever been before. I think it's a total scandal.
Am I oversimplifying it too much if I say that there are basically two solutions to what to do about Fannie and Freddie and the state of the American housing market? We could push a button, get rid of them, and depend on private capital to engage in the mortgage market. And we know what happens, as you said, when it sees things it doesn't like, private capital goes away. The other side of that coin is to, what, reconstitute Fannie and Freddie as they were with the government heavily involved? Is there no middle ground, I guess, is the question.
My view, and I was shocked to find myself coming to this, it's sort of a take on Winston Churchill's famous line about democracy, it's the worst of all of all systems with the possible exception of all others. And I've come to believe that about Fannie and Freddie, that the best thing, at the risk of mixing all my analogies, it's kind of the devil you know. Let's take it. Let's fix it. We know what some of the problems with the old structure were. Let's make them better. No, it's not perfect, but the alternatives aren't perfect either. And I'll just make one more comment about that. This thing about private capital is really kind of an illusion. Private capital would be America's biggest banks. They, too, were bailed out in the financial crisis. If they were supporting the mortgage market, they, too, would be bailed out again. They, too, are government-sponsored enterprises.
The latest book from Bethany McLean, it is a slim volume. It is called Shaky Ground, The Strange Saga of the U.S. Mortgage Giants. It's It's actually a fascinating read when you realize what's happened to these two companies. Bethany, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.